News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We're expecting partly cloudy skies and scattered showers and storms to continue through the overnight tonight. Temperatures in the middle 50s. It is 6:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. A candlelight vigil is still being scheduled tonight on the 400 block for the victims of a Friday night traffic crash that killed two 12-year-old girls east of Wausau. Meanwhile, the driver of that vehicle was in court on Monday. The name of the driver is not being released because of her age and because formal charges have not yet been filed. The 16-year-old girl will remain on house arrest until Wednesday when the girl's adjourned initial appearance will continue. A Wisconsin Rapids man is in custody following the death of his brother Thursday night. Police Chief Kurt Hoyer says 55-year-old Ronald Horan remains in custody after the death of his brother, 52-year-old Tracy Horan. An autopsy conducted Friday confirms Horan died of a neck and head injury. No weapons were used in the attack. The police chief says Ronald Horan's attempted to bury and hide his brother's property before calling 911 to report the death. New at 6:30 tonight, beloved TV and movie actor Robin Williams is dead. The Marin County Sheriff's Office issued a press release saying Williams was found inside his home in California Monday after a 911 call. An investigation into the cause of death is underway, but a police report is saying that he may have taken his own life. Williams entered the show business playing the alien Mork on the TV sitcom Mork and Mindy and recently re-entered rehab. Williams was 63. Will this fall in Wisconsin be induced by another polar vortex? Some forecasters are saying the Arctic low pressure system may descend across the Great Lakes region in the Northeast during September. Jordan Girth, a research meteorologist at UW-Madison, says we could catch a break, however.
We are heading toward a El Nino pattern in the Pacific Ocean. And as a result of that, that El Nino pattern is often correlated with somewhat warmer than normal temperatures in the Midwest.
Last winter, that polar vortex made several incursions into Wisconsin and brought bitter cold temperatures throughout the winter. In sports, the Plover American Legion baseball team was eliminated at the Great Lakes Regional by Midland, Michigan, 8-5 on Monday afternoon. Plover finishes the season with a record of 43-8. Meanwhile, tonight, it's the Brewers versus the Cubs. We'll have pregame starting for you at 6:35. Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting rain showers to continue through the overnight, a low of 54. Partly cloudy skies on Tuesday, a high of 74. Tuesday night, clear skies with a low of 53. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.